Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
I love that stat on Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Now, back to Mark and Kitchen.
On Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Stat on Baltimore, that's something that I would take to Twin River. I still believe, I want to know this. Have we one time this year made a pick that Kevin made? I don't know if that's happened. We'll have to go back and check that. I haven't.
No, which is weird because, like, we have no idea what his picks are going to. You and I will sometimes talk about our picks, you know, off air. We have no idea where he's going.
No, and we're not usually betting Air Force or Wyoming or some of those games.
I don't watch college, no. So I don't.
And he does a lot of those games, and they win.
Yeah, because he's a smart gambler.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us rubes just look at the games we want to watch and put money on that. He's a professional. That's why he makes money doing it. The rest of us just have fun doing it.
I did go
to you want to make money doing it? Call him.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to another phone call. We'll talk to Steve in Fall River right now. Steve, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Steve, can you tell me, because you and I don't often align on things, but there's one that you and I align on, and I just want to give you the platform for a minute to just tell us what you feel about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo he is what he is. He came out like a bolt of lightning. I thought he looked good. I thought he could make a lot of throws in those two games he played. And then he's out for the game. And I'll go by what Martellus Bennett said. I'm going to say he was protecting himself. Why wouldn't he?
No, I have no problem with that. I wanted to hear you say it. That's all.
And it made him money. But after watching that Super Bowl with one of the greatest 51-man rosters outside of the quarterback, and him doing nothing to advance the cause, you know what you got there. And then he's been hurt ever since. They drafted a quarterback. They're thinking of getting rid of him. Why we wanted him back is I can't even understand that.
What's your take on the current Patriots?
My take is, first of all, my take for the last 10 or 15 years has been, it's been Brady. But I'm not new to this cause.
Nope.
This is my cause. I own this cause. The problem is the people that thought it was Belichick were deluded. I'm blaming the media, brainwashing the regular people. The media that was brainwashed, shame on them. I think they should get another career because this is not unique to Bill Belichick or Tom Brady. This is always the way it is and is going to be. The player makes the plays. Even though Belichick has said that, we don't listen to him. He didn't say it forcefully enough. And we somehow came up with a Patriot way. The problem, and I'm going to be all over the board here, I apologize. The problem when you say it's the Patriot system is Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft are on the same side of that fence.
Mm-hmm.
So if Bob Kraft, who's heard the same thing, Bob Kraft and Jonathan Kraft are the greatest sports owners in the history of the world. When they had Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe before him, when they had a good quarterback, is their epitaph. That's the Kraft's epitaph. When you had a top 10 quarterback, you were good. When you haven't had a top 10 quarterback, you are bad. This nonsense we're seeing on the field for the Patriots this year was present in 2008. All I ever hear about 2008 is, well, Bill Belichick won went 11-5, but you peeled back the layers in 08, and nobody's going to do it because too hard to do. Go read the game logs. Watch a few of the games. There was stupid play calling. There was penalties. There was they were babysitting Matt Castle.
They and they also, in 08, Steve, they couldn't beat a good team. They beat some bad teams. They could not beat any good team.
Right, but in the end, and they also had the wraps on Matt Castle for the first 5 or 6 weeks. I saw the game in Miami when he threw for 400 yards and ran for whatever he ran for and did it back-to-back for one of the three guys to ever do it. But they couldn't win the big game. They lost the New York game to whatever. The 08 season was a foreshadowing, and that goes against the fact that goes against what you said about Belichick's lost it. He didn't lose it. He lost it right in the middle of the Brady era. He didn't win. He didn't go to the playoffs because he didn't have Brady. Well,
I think there
is an element of he's not as good. However good he was, I don't think he's quite as good now.
I'm still trying to figure out Scott Mitchell from the 7 o'clock show.
I didn't hear it.
Did he drop a Scott Mitchell reference?
Yeah, but I don't think he was talking about Scott Mitchell. It was quite interesting.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. But, you know, to Steve's, you know, to give Steve credit, he's always been on that train. He always.
That it was more Brady.
Ever since Ty Law left.
Okay.
I don't know. His reasoning is whatever. I don't really care to go back to 08 and talk about that. But, I mean, they were still a pretty good team. Yes, they missed the playoffs. They did go 11-5 and missed the playoffs in a very strange year.
Yeah.
The fact that you had two other teams that were right there, too, in your own division. You know, but you didn't, ultimately, you didn't do it. You didn't do enough, and that team had tremendous amounts of talent.
The point I always make about the 08 team goes into 2009, because I think Brady, obviously, he got hurt at the beginning of 08, was away from the team for the entire year, wasn't around, wasn't in the locker room, was gone. It took a minute that whole year for the culture to erode, but it did, and what did you see in 2009? You saw the worst culture under Belichick that you'd ever seen.
Yep.
And Brady was back, and he was able to sort of reestablish it. But under Brady and Belichick, 2009 was the worst culture of the Patriots. That team was awful. There was locker room things.
Here's why.
Because Brady was gone all of 08, and the culture eroded to the point where in 09, saw what it became.
It's very simple.
Why?
The other players trusted Tom. They didn't have the same level of trust for Bill.
I think that's the same thing.
No, I know. I'm adding it to your point.
Okay.
That's why. It's not just that he shows up and kind of puts pressure on. It's they trusted him. They felt better when he was there because they knew he was reliable. The other one, I don't think a whole lot of players have a tremendous amount of trust in Bill Belichick. And mostly I think that comes down to personnel decisions, how he treats them, you know, getting rid of them too early, whatever, or underpaying them or giving them awful contract deals. They don't trust him the same way they trusted Brady. So Brady shows back up, it becomes a little bit different. They feel like that guy with them.
Yeah.
He was their Alexander the Great who fought with them.
Yes.
Do you understand what I mean?
Ooh.
He was the general at the front. Bill Belichick's been the general that's up on the hill watching them. That's the difference. The soldiers want to fight with the guy that's fighting with them, not the one that's overlooking them. That's the difference.
Mm.
So when Tom's not there, they don't feel good. They don't feel the same because their on-field leader's not there. And that is more important to them than the coach.
And their on-field leader was the guy that adhered to all the coach's philosophy. So that's why Belichick's things and his methodologies and all the things he did, that's why it worked. Because Brady, the one everyone trusted, bought in. But yes, the overall point, I think, is the same.
Yeah.
Brady's absence in 2008 is the reason why 09, at least for a large part, was as miserable as it was. He had to reset and reestablish the culture. And when he came back, I mean, that was a 6-10 team. That team had 6-10 problems, but they went 10-6 because of Brady.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously they got blown off. The doors just got blown off of the car at the playoff game. So
was that the Ravens?
Ravens
one?
Playoff
yeah.
game.
Ugh.
But that,
28-0, right? That 2009 playoff game was gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was the final. But
I think about in that game was Welker being sat down for the first quarter and Ray Rice off that 72-yard touchdown.
The Welker was the Jets one the year they lost to the Jets in the divisional round.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Was it?
Yeah.
09, yeah, because he was benched a quarter for the Rex Ryan comments.
09 was Welker got hurt in the final game of the regular season in Houston.
Oh, you're right.
But whether or not Welker was there, they looked like crap, and they weren't beating the Ravens on that day. That's the Ray Rice game, yeah.
Yeah.
First play of the game.
72 yards, whatever it was.
A joke. A team was awful, and they were miserable to root for. And we hadn't seen that, you know? And I know that was during the transitional period. They were kind of going from the old dynasty to the new era or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Brady being out in 08 directly led to that downfall in terms of culture, and that was a thing. And now they're dealing with all kinds of issues. I mean, you just can't deny it. The second Brady left, things have changed. The second he left, this team hasn't been able to win the types of games they used to win. Their discipline is a lot worse. I mean, it's changed. It's changed.
Oh, yeah. It's completely changed. And I think a big part of it is that guy isn't there for them anymore. The one that they believed in.
Is there anything they can do?
The one that fought with them. There's a different... Listen. Pro athletes, especially in football, have a very different relationship with their coaches than you think they do. They don't like them all that much. They really don't. Because a lot of times they look at it and go, I'm doing the hard-ass work. Okay, you're putting in a couple hours watching film.
Well, especially,
I'm the one getting my brain kicked in.
Especially now. You know, more than ever before, I think coaches are as irrelevant as they've ever been. Irrelevant may be too strong.
Well,
but
you know how I feel.
Yeah.
Coaches are not nearly as important as they make themselves out to be. Listen. You don't need a coach in the friggin' NBA.
No.
Larry Bird has told you that coaches basically only lose games for you. Even Belichick has told you coaches lose games for you.
I think that's even more relevant now in this LeBron James, Tom Brady era. Coaching now is as irrelevant or as overrated. That's probably the better word.
Look at it in baseball. The managers don't even manage.
No.
They get a piece of paper with a couple of equations on them. And that's what they go by.
Yeah.
They don't really manage anymore.
Coaching is as overrated as it has ever been.
Which I'm fine with. Because I don't watch to watch coaches coach.
No, but, you know, if you could get a guy. I mean, the thought was that once upon a time, a coach could impact a game.
Well, they still do.
But
they still do. Belichick will tell you. They can lose games for you.
Yeah.
That's directly from Bill. Coaches can lose games for you. So they still have an impact.
Yeah. But I'm just, like, I was reading the book from Seth Wickersham, and they're going through that. Remember the game, the Monday night game in Denver where Belichick took the safety? I mean, that's a part of the Belichick lore, the legacy. Like, it was an unconventional move. But if Brady doesn't drive the length of the field and score the touchdown and win the game, it's sort of forgotten. I just think, again.
It's not as unconventional as you think.
Fine.
Because it hadn't been done in a while.
Yeah.
But it used to happen far more often in college football.
I'm just saying
that's where he'd get a lot of these things. A lot of the innovation in football comes from the college level. And those type of things, it's of the drop kick. He didn't make it up. It used to happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's making things up and all of a sudden they're creating these new offense or new plays. No, he's just going to the past.
That's one of the things that he is celebrating. I mean, that's on arguably the Mount Rushmore of the Bill Belichick genius, that play. You know, if you had to highlight, that was one of his highlights. Everybody talks about that.
Yeah, so when the moment I look at for the Belichick level of genius is the Super Bowl against the
Rams.
No. Seattle, that one moment. The showdown with Pete Carroll at the end. Do you call the timeout?
Yeah,
nope,
I'm watching
them. I'm trying to figure this out and see what they're doing. No, I think that's it.
I think it was more impressive what he did against the greatest show on turf turf.
There's a difference. I give Brian Flores a lot of credit for that because look how the defense has changed.
No, I'm talking about the first Rams.
I thought you were talking about the most recent one.
I think that's Belichick's signature Patriots moment, that Super Bowl, that game plan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Yeah, I'll give him credit for the Malcolm Butler one, too.
I was looking for individual moments because you referenced.
Oh, yeah, right.
You referenced the Broncos game with the safety off the.
I totally agree. That's one of the. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. They celebrate that. People celebrate that. It's talked about even today. They talk about it.
As it should be. It was pretty damn special. But ultimately, someone had to do it. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, he said, hey, let's try this.
Yeah.
And someone else had to actually go and do it.
But that's what coaches do.
Yeah. I know. But again, it's why I care a hell of a lot more about the players than I'll ever care about coaches.
All right. When we get back, rapid fire producers' questions. The Martin Kitchen Show, 103.7 WEI.
Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner. You always hear me talking about the great deals that we have on all of our new vehicles.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.